Hello everyone, and welcome to an episode of Lost in Transition. This week, we are covering Digimon Adventure 2020, Episode 13, Garurumon of the Crimson Wings. I'm May, and I'm joined by, as usual...
Hi, I'm Quinn. How's everybody?
And Stevie is not joining us today, but we will send through their thoughts in Stevie's stance in our discussion portion of the episode. So, with all that out of the way, let's move on to the synopsis. So at the start of the episode, in our analyzer sort of feature at the start of every episode, we get a look at Piyomon. And apparently her flying has improved thanks to Sora, because she used to be quite a weak flyer. And I just really love this little part that it's all like Sora has actually improved her Digimon.
That's so
and
good.
Even though it's just one cent like throwaway line basically, it's just so nice to know that there's actually some relationship and some development between the two. And it also makes Piyomon feel like, you know, an actual character rather than just like in the original, the Digimon partners always seemed like they were more side characters in the way that they didn't really do much. They didn't really have much personality or thought other than they are the Digimon partner of the human character. Yeah, they were basically weapons that could talk. They were just fun-looking swords, basically. But it just, it's so nice that they actually have character, and these sort of mini sort of who's that Digimon bit at the start of the episode, I really enjoy it.
I'm here for it.
Mm. And we get Tentomon next time. So I think in the last episode, I guessed that we'll have Koshiro next, because we're sort of jumping between one and the, like, between the groups, and it seemed like Koshiro was about to have some computer problems, but also he's the last one in the Tai Chi group not to have an evolution. So I guess we are just jumping between the groups.
Mm. Makes sense.
Yeah. So yay, Tentomon next time. Anyway, so the main part of the episode begins, and just before that, between the analyzer and the opening and the main part of the episode, I'm starting to not enjoy the fact that we spend the first 5 minutes of the episode, of every episode, not having the episode.
Yeah.
Like, we have the analyzer, which I love. We have the opening, that's fine. I love the opening. You can't not have the opening. But then I feel like the recap just feels so...
It's very superfluous.
Yeah. Like, a lot of time it just says, oh, this and this and this, this happens, but you only need to really mention some of those things. But, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. It's... I mean, and just this whole evolution arc is feeling very... You can't call it filler, because evolution episodes are nominally important, but I'm pretty certain we've had more evolution episodes than not evolution episodes.
Well, yeah, we've gone from one evolution arc to another. We haven't really had anything that's not an evolution arc.
Yeah,
which
nothing.
Gives me high hopes for the next chunk of episode. I think we're not going to get to Ultimate immediately. I think we're now going... Well, once we're done with the slew of sort of, oh, we're getting to perfect.
Yeah.
I feel like then we're going to introduce TK and Kari, and we're going to introduce the other characters that aren't the main characters, I hope anyway.
Yeah, I mean, that would be good. Mm. I am losing my faith that it will get better soon, but, I mean, he's hoping.
Well, there are 66 episodes, and I feel like they can't just have evolution arcs forever. Unless we have, like, we just spend the whole time getting these evolutions, and then we're like, okay, and now we'll get their secondary evolutions.
I mean, I don't know. I feel like we're doing something weird anyway.
Yeah. Unless we're just getting rid of the evolution episodes early before we can move on to some plot, which is what I hope. Like, I really hope we're doing that.
Yeah.
Which is not going to be good, because... I've rated all these episodes pretty highly, and if we move on to some actual plot, I think I'm going to have to start putting 6 out of 10s.
Yeah, it might even be worth, if that does happen, just going through and putting a -1 on a bunch of things.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. Like, I'm okay with doing that. As soon as we start getting, like, several 5s in a row, I think we need to just sort of sit down and reevaluate our rankings, which is good. Like, that's what I want. I want us to say, hey, you know that episode we gave a 5 out of 5? Hey, it's actually a 3. Like, that'd be incredible.
Yeah.
Like, I always rank episodes of Digimon highly because I'm ranking them in comparison with how I think the rest of the season is going to play out. And for my very pessimistic outlook, I'm saying, hey, this episode's not too bad, even though in reality it may... No. Like, yeah, a lot of Digimon's not good at all, but you can still say, hey, there's some... Like, there is a really good episode of Cross Wars, and it's, like, the best episode in Cross Wars, but compared to other good episodes of Digimon, it's probably only just maybe a 3 or a 2.5 out of 5.
Yep.
Yeah. Anyway, so on to the actual... Yeah, so this episode. So Vergemon and the other group still flying, and Joe is still airsick. And this is just, this is a hint of what's to come for the episode for Joe, because he basically is just...
It really is just pretty... pick on Joe week.
Yeah. I'm glad that Joe stands up for himself when they say, hey, look, this is the garbage area. And he's like, I'm not garbage. Poor Joe.
That was my favourite part. I immediately sent that to a friend of mine who doesn't even watch Digimon and just captioned it, but deep inside, he wondered.
Yeah. That's a good caption, actually. Do you mind if I steal that for the Twitter?
Fair. No, go like, for it.
But poor Joe.
Poor Joe.
This episode has some really good screenshots, actually.
It does.
Like, Cannon Beamon helps. Anyway, so Gomamon is the best and is cheering Joe up. And then Sora tells Bergemon to land so that they can have a break. Which is, again, it's showing us that Sora is actually quite caring. They're not, like, really flogging the fact that she's sort of caring and maternal like they forced on us in Tri when they were like, hey, Sora, you're the mother of the group. And so I was like, no, I never wanted to do that. Yeah. They're sort of saying, okay, sorry, she's caring, especially to those who are a little bit weaker or that are troubled. It's nice. Like,
I really felt like this being an evolution episode, I mean, I don't want to jump too far ahead, but I feel completely certain that if we had swapped out Mimi or Matt or Tai Chi for Sora and just said, oh, yeah, this was showing off that crest, you could make just as good an argument.
Oh, yeah. And, like, this caring would also be in line with Mimi's personality. She's also seen to be quite caring, which is kind of annoying that they've made the girl characters the caring and compassionate ones.
Well, and even Yamato, like, his quest of friendship is so far able to get him to Ultimate on the basis of he no longer wants to be alone literally all of the time.
Unless we're saying that the crest's real awakening is when they get to Ultimate, maybe. As in Mega.
I mean, I feel like we're going to need some exposition on that, yeah, if we're going to do that. And it's getting to the point where it's really obvious how little exposition we've had besides keep following the giant stone signpost.
Oh, I feel like knowing about Leomon, I think we're going to see Leomon later. And well, that, yeah. I guess, is exposition. Like, I would not be surprised if he shows up in a couple of episodes from now. I haven't read any episode titles, so I don't know if he shows up. But I can tell, I can just feel like after the evolution episodes... Yeah. We might get a Devimon episode.
I could see that.
And then maybe we'll get an Ogamon episode, and then we'll get a Leomon episode, or maybe we'll just go Devimon episode and then Leomon.
Yeah, might possibly even combining those into the same episode.
Yeah. Or we get a Primary Village episode to actually teach us where Digimon go, and then we'll meet Ogamon again as
that
a baby.
That would be kind of neat. Anyway.
I would love to meet Ogamon as a baby, just like Ogamon a little Goblinmon. Great.
Especially if we could finally clear up why some Digimon remember their past life.
I always thought that it was connection with the Chosen Children, like the Digivice made them able to remember.
Maybe.
But that's just how I thought.
I mean, that would make sense, but it feels like a rule like that should need to be stated.
Yeah, well, it's never really had to be stated. I know that they've stated that the reason that Leomon can warp evolve to save Leomon in the original series was because he had, he was basically hit by the Digivice.
I guess what I'm saying is I think we need to have more Digimon die and then show back up again later.
Yeah.
You know, if you're going to make that a mechanic, don't just use it for Leomon.
Oh, even better if they show back up again and they've evolved differently.
Yeah, that'd be interesting.
Like, imagine if we get one of the alternate color Ogamons, like Fugamon or any of them, because there's so many, and he's got the same personality, but he's like, oh, this time I'm good.
That'd be good. Honestly, I before we got Leomon, I was hoping that Ogamon would just get a weird evolution path and become Leomon.
Maybe.
I really don't think that's gonna work with the army thing.
I know in the original Virtual Pets they didn't share an evolution line. I know that Leomon was on the version 4 and Ogamon was on the version 3, but I'm sure in one of the Virtual Pets that I just can't think of, they have... Or at least Next Order or Hacker's Memory, they have, like, some path.
Ancestry.
Anyway, on to the episode, which is the curse of me saying at the start of the episode, hey, let's make this a short one. And whenever anyone ever says, hey, let's make this a short podcast recording, it never ends up being. So I think I should just start every podcast recording with, hey, let's make this a long one.
That would help. But let's just try to get on fewer tangents and talk about this episode.
To be fair, that was a good tangent. That was good. It was a good tangent. Like, better than the episode.
I was pretty into Cannon Beamon.
Oh yeah, Cannon Beamon is 100% why I love the episode. Well, okay, Cannon Beamon is like 70% why I love the episode, and like 30% was Sora. Anyway, so they are about to land, but then suddenly Yamato sees Fun Beamon flying away from some Wasmon, which look like they're slightly discolored Wasmon. So it seems like they're like evil Wasmon.
Which, I mean, I guess they are, since they emit evil miasma.
Yeah, which again, we're seeing this, anything that's evil, or I guess maybe possibly under the control of Devimon or Soundbirdemon, has miasma sort of emitting from them, which is kind of, like, I'm here for that.
Yeah, I'm wondering if we're trying to do some sort of environmentalism deal with this. I can't tell you.
The real bad guy was climate change all along.
Yeah, well, and then by their crests combined, we get Captain Planet on.
This is just Captain Planet.
Oh, it's a little bit Captain Planet.
Yeah, we've got the Crest of Heart. The only thing we don't have is a diverse cast.
Oof.
Though I think Yamato may be white, like, or at least half white. Like, yeah, I always just maybe. Thought he was, because I thought he was half French or something.
I've always assumed that about Mimi, especially with her, you know, living half the time
I think her mum is Caucasian.
Yeah.
And she's maybe like half Caucasian. But I think the rest might be Japanese.
That makes sense. I guess TK is like an eighth French or something.
Yeah, I think TK and Yamato are like a little bit French.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because they do have French relatives.
Yeah, well, they had French grandpa, so.
Yeah, but we don't know if he's like Japanese but living in France, or that's if true. He's just.
We did talk about grandma being in France with him, so, you know, she could be French.
Yeah, but I guess it's hard to tell with animation when they don't make it super obvious.
Yeah, which is fine. In any event, yeah. As we go through the Cannon Beamon, and we want to save them, because Fun Beamon.
No, Cannon Beamon. Cannon Beamon's bad. Fun Beamon is good. You can tell because it's got fun in his name and it's got you in the middle.
Is it supposed to be fun or fan?
I always thought it was fan, but it turns out that that's just maybe a mistranslation.
Okay.
But I think it might be Fun Beamon in the games, but I'm not 100%.
Yeah, because I recalled like an actual fan being involved.
No, this has always been called Fan Beamon or Fun Beamon. Huh. But it always made me feel weird because we had like fun, like Fan Beamon, and then we had Cannon Beamon, like not as in a cannon, but like as in the canon of the show.
So
I just, I always thought that's why it was called Fan Beamon. It was just sort of a joke. But anyway, so it was just really cool to see some Digimon who haven't really appeared much in much of the anime or like any of the Digimon shows before.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really nice to see, you know, Fun Beamon, Wasmon, and Cannon Beamon. Sora wonders if it's a Digimon, which seems an incredibly stupid thing for Sora to wonder. And I feel like Sora keeps on doing this.
I mean, in like, she's fairness, got, like, it's a floating building. It's not unreasonable to say, that thing's sentient.
Yeah, it's Hal's moving giant cannon beam on. I don't know. But it is huge.
I feel like that was the intention of the question was, wow, so there are Digimon like that too. What the heck?
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's absolutely like that. Like, it is huge. It is basically an aircraft carrier. And also just side thing, why does a bee evolve into a wasp and evolve into a bee? And then I think their fully evolved form is also a wasp.
That sounds right to me. So I think Digimon doesn't know the difference between.
Yeah, they're just all, they're yellow and black. It's the same thing, right? But I know, I like Fun Beamon. Anyway, so the Wasmon are flying the Fun Beamon into the Cannon Beamon, and Sora decides that they should save them. And this again shows how caring she is to those who can't protect herself, but we immediately are disregarding Joe and his air sickness and his overall safety and well-being, because as soon as Bergamon starts to fly back up, poor Joe falls off the Bergamon, and he basically just falls to his death, and Gomamon just jumps after him because he's good.
He is good.
Yeah. Cannon Beamon sends out more Wasmon to locate them, and because I guess they saw them, and Yamato and Sora are unable to find Joe and Gomamon in the jungle, but they do find the world's cutest Digimon, Fun Beamon, and I love her so much. She's just so cute and so scared and just so precious, and I love so much.
I am going to be really upset when the Fan Beamon don't come along.
Yeah, like, I hope that they have an episode in the future that's the same as the bit in the original adventure where they all come together to help the children build a raft, and we just get all the Digimon that they've helped.
Well, or, I mean, considering that we've already got Leomon gathering an army, it wouldn't that weird if we just started collecting all of the people we save each week.
Like, the episode should have ended it by, like, the fun beam saying, oh, where can we go now? We're so scared. And then either them saying, let's come with you, or Sora saying, hey, I heard there's Leomon building, like, a resistance.
Yeah, exactly. That's really all you would have needed to move the plot forward in a way that didn't involve a giant stone plinth.
Yeah, and then it's sort of like Sora's group's quest to send the Digimon that they help and save.
Yeah, we could actually do something with that.
Yeah, like, that'd be really, really good. And also, they know about Leomon's army. Obviously, the other group don't, but they do.
Mm-hmm.
So, with that information, they could be doing something with it. But they don't.
Yeah, we there are even cell phones in Digimon now. We could have told each other about it.
I think they're just not communicating at all with their Digivices now, which is something I was worried about at the start of the show. Like, are they going to always use this mechanic? Or as soon as they feel like they should be communicating, they don't?
It seems like they definitely should have, even if it was just like 2 seconds at the beginning of the episode showing that they did check in.
Yeah, just like a status update of like, Pokemon evolves. Right? Yeah, like, hey, you guys are okay. We've had some evolutions now. We have Lilymon, and then the other group are like, oh yeah, we have Wagerumon and Garudamon. Just like an update. Like, it just feels weird that they haven't given each other like status updates or any information that they may have. Like, oh, we found these ruins and it was some ancient weaponry and they were turned out to be Digimon or something. Just give us like a minute at the start of them just keeping each other informed about where the other is. I mean, they could be doing that and it could just be not being shown, but it just feels weird not to be not to be mentioned.
Yeah.
So, Sora lets the Funbeamon know she won't capture them, and she introduces herself. Sora then asks what is happening, and we find out that the Funbeamon are getting, like, dark evolved to Waspmon to be these warriors, which is kind of, like, I'm glad that they're kind of possibly mentioning some dark evolution, because it's definitely a different coloured Waspmon, and it's definitely emitting miasma, and the Waspmons usually don't.
It would make a lot more sense if we're going to do some of that. Like, that explains why you need to capture the Funbeamon or the Funbeamon and force them to evolve, rather than just, this is just what all the Beamons do, apparently.
Also, this may be somewhat foreshadowing, and I'm probably overthinking this, but imagine if it turns out that Devimon has the power to dark evolve Digimon, and he ends up dark evolving Greymon into Skull Greymon, or Greymon into Metal Greymon Virus, or something, or any of the Digimon. And then we have, like, a Tri-Chapter 3 sort of scenario where they're all fighting, like, their own Digimon sort of thing, like, because they've dark evolved, or something along those lines.
Could have been much more interesting than it was in Tri, yeah.
Like, I don't know, it gives us, it gives us sort of an idea that that may happen.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. That'd be nice.
Mm.
So, yeah, then we have, I guess, some love happen with the Funbeamons. Oh, yeah. I forgot that Joe ends up in the garbage disposal first, though.
Yeah. Well, there's a bit... So Gabumon is the one to point out that there's miasma, because I guess we don't have any smart characters around to point that out. So we have to have Gabumon be the smart character. And then the group hear Joe yelling for help, and it turns out he's been captured along with the Goemon and Funbeamon. And Joe wants Goemon to evolve, but then feels sick and says never mind, which makes no sense at all. That why he wouldn't... Like, he just told him basically to not evolve because he felt sick, and that just feels... Like, you can feel sick, but you still probably have some self-preservation of not dying and being taken to the Digimon. It just feels really weird. Zora wants to rescue them, but Yamato says he has an idea. And then we get an update of what Tai Chi, Koshiro, and Mimi are doing. They're walking through a desert because it's Digimon. And we get Koshiro mentioning that his laptop is still not working. And Mimi tells Koshiro not to worry, and he'll get a new one from her grandfather. And then Tai Chi and Agumon suggest percussive maintenance, like in the original Digimon.
I was here for it.
Yeah, I was here for that. Like, yeah, I'm glad that they made Tai Chi still a little bit of an idiot. Like, not like a huge idiot, but just like enough where you're just like, oh, Tai Chi, hitting things doesn't help.
This is one of the few problems Digimon will not tell you specifically can be solved with fire.
Yeah, but only this one. Everything else, fireball.
Yeah.
Back to Sora and Yamato, we see a group, the group are basically just playing heroes, and they're rescuing groups of Funbeamon. Sora and Yamato then stand in the way of their Digimon partners from an attack, which...
You shall not
pass. It kind of makes no sense that they would do that, but at the same time, it is very cool.
I was here for it, but yeah.
Yeah. Like, it's very cool to see. It does not make sense, but a big fan of it. And then they get captured, which I guess was their plan, and it's my favourite trope in all of fiction, where they just say, hey, I have a plan, and then they just don't talk about the plan, and they just go about doing it. And I feel like there's been a lot of parodies where it's just been like, hey, have a plan, and they do, like, little, those little fake whispers, and then the other person goes, what are you saying? You're just going in my ear.
Yep.
Or, hey, you're going to tell me the plan, or are you just going to stand there and stare at me? Like, it's sort of...
It's terrible.
Yeah, it's, yeah. No, yeah. But okay, it's just a thing that happens in fiction. It's weird. Goemon has been separated from Joe, and we find out that Joe's been discarded as rubbish, as he is not a Digimon, and I just feel so bad for Joe. Like, he's just being called, he's rubbish. Like, hey, Joe, you're rubbish.
He really is.
Yeah, like, poor Joe gets...
this episode, though.
Yeah, he gets harassed this episode. He's sick, and then he's captured, and then... I mean, I'm really glad that the damsel in distress isn't one of the girl characters, but at the same time, it's just, oh, no. Oh, no, Joe. Joe, poor Joe. It's always Joe. Poor Joe. Like, I wanted... Imagine if they swapped places with Yamato, and Yamato was the one that got captured. I would have loved that, because it's just so... It would be so, like, not expected for one of the... quote-unquote main characters to get abducted, like, as in Taichi or Yamato. Anyway, moving on. So, I've lost myself in my notes because I just got distracted saying that poor Joe. Anyway, so Yamato and Sora's group arrive in the Kanon Beemon, and Gabumon evolves to Garurumon with an animation sequence. Garurumon defeats some Wasmon and they press on. Then Garurumon evolves to WereGarurumon with another animation sequence, which I say this every episode. I much rather prefer the stylized ones to the stock footage ones. Like, I wish that it feels weird that we have, like, only Garurumon and Greymon having these special I say that they're just the boring animation sequences, the stock footage animation sequences
that you're clearly supposed to care more about.
Yeah, and it feels like I don't like these. They're always the same. They always take the same amount of time. I much rather prefer them evolving, like, in real time and thematically, of just like, they just start growing and glowing. So I much rather prefer the normal ones. And I say that every episode, and I think I will say that every episode, because it still is, like, it just feels weird that they didn't have all the characters evolve in their own unique ways. Just feels weird. Anyway, they rescue Joe, and Goemon frees himself with marching fishes, because Goemon is the best and doesn't need to be rescued. And then they ask for more help to rescue the rest of the Fun Beemon in the other cages. The group then becomes surrounded by Wasmon, and WereGarurumon bursts to the ground. Piyomon gets her longest evolution sequence yet, but she's still just engulfed in flames and sort of shows up. But thematically, she's like a phoenix, so that can't, like, I don't have any problem with her evolving
kind of
in that way.
Even if it did seem a little lower budget than
it was basically more or less an expanded version of her first evolution from her evolution episode.
Yeah.
But it was longer, so it feels better that it's longer. It doesn't feel just sort of this sudden, like, evolution. But I like it. And then we see the weirdest show of strength that I've ever seen in any Digimon that just makes no sense. Sora is carrying both Goemon and Joe with one arm.
Also,
I don't know what she's doing at the gym.
Fire.
Yeah, she's one, fireproof, and two, very strong. Like, that's a lot. Like, I don't think I could carry a child and a dog on one arm. Like, or maybe I could, but definitely not when I was 10.
Yeah.
And definitely not an older, taller child.
Yeah. I mean, you can give a bit to adrenaline, but it's a lot.
How much does, like, a 12-year-old boy weigh? Like, that's got to be, like, 50 kilograms, right?
Yeah, give or take. 50.
Yeah. I don't think I could suspend a 50-kilogram child and, like, maybe a 10-kilogram dog in the air. Like, that's 60 kilograms on one arm, maybe, well, between 40 and 60 kilograms, and that's if, like, Joe's very skinny. So that's still a lot of weight to carry.
Yeah, I think I could just about do it, but it'd be tough.
Like, suspending them in air? Like, maybe, like, for, like, a second?
Sure.
But her arm would be ripped out of the socket.
Yeah, no, that's way too much, especially at her age.
Like,
Jesus.
Yeah, she's 10. Even at my age, I don't think I could do it. I could probably carry, like, a weight for, like, a small amount of time, but not suspended, and not something that's, like, there's a difference between lifting a weight and then lifting something that's not a weight that weighs that much, because humans move, and they wriggle, and they are also, like, their weight is not evenly distributed. A weight has its weight evenly distributed. A human does not.
Yep.
Also, there's a dog.
Yeah.
Well, a seal. Seals are obviously heavier than dogs.
Come
I don't
on,
know why
it's
I
did, such a good doggo, though.
Yeah, I don't know why I said dog and not seal. But anyway, very heavy, extremely heavy. Sora is clearly the tankest in the show, and we just didn't know it.
Yeah,
but
Sora's
I'm glad for it.
Those just ridiculously buff Futch girls.
Yeah, she's just like, oh, flower arranging? I only arrange weights with flowers on them. And then I punch them and break them. I don't know. Like, it's weird, but it's bizarre. But I kind of... That's so heavy, though! Anyway, like, it's insane. So Joe and a Kakamon are fighting off the Wasmon, while the other two fly back to the Cannon Beamon to rescue the Fun Beamon. Yamato and Wegurumon enter the Cannon Beamon to rescue them, and Bergamon and Sora fly around outside. And then we have another fantastic screenshot of the episode, which is Wegurumon holding two Fun Beamon in his arms, and he looks like he's trying to be impressive, but like also he's
like
holding these...
6 kilograms total.
Yeah, he looks like he's showing up at a convention and he's trying to pretend he didn't just buy these two adorable plush toys. Like, he's just like, I am very strong. I am very cool. I am very manly. Ignore the plush toys in my arms. Like, it's the best.
You're absolutely right. Because, yeah, he's so edgy and then he has Fun Beam on.
And the weird thing is, like, I took quite a few screenshots for this episode, but I don't think any of them actually have Garurumon in it. Like, it's just all Fun Beamon and Joe being garbage, which I think also has Fun Beamon in it. Anyway, so the best moment in the show is definitely Wegurumon holding the Fun Beamon in his arms. Our Bergamon flies back around the Cannon Beamon, and the Cannon Beamon charges a huge cannon at them, which ends up blowing up a mountain. And Bergamon starts attacking, but it basically does nothing to the Cannon Beamon. Sora thinks of Joe and Yamato fighting, and it's very similar to Yamato thinking about everyone else fighting, except that Sora also thinks about the Fun Beamon that she wants to save, and she promises to save them all, and that activates her crest and allows Bergamon to evolve to Garurumon, and then she's able to defeat the Cannon Beamon, and everyone thinks that Garurumon is very cool, because she very much is, but also Cannon Beamon was huge. Like, I feel like they made Cannon Beamon seem a lot stronger than they did for the other ultimate level Digimon that we've seen so far.
Yeah, that seems fair. Garurumon is also just like an order of magnitude larger than everyone else, which
and
has
is also
kind
cool.
of always been.
Yeah, but it's so weird to me that Wegurumon literally burst through the Cannon Beamon's like lower half, and that didn't do anything to the Cannon Beamon. Like, he didn't just burst through like a building or anything; he burst through a living creature.
It's true. Yeah. Well, and just like ripped it, like amputated part of Cannon Beamon, who then exploded.
Yep. Yeah. So then we get an update with the other group, and meanwhile we see that Koshiro's laptop is connected again, and he mentions that the next canon is where they are meeting up with Yamato's group. I don't know when this information was passed between them, but I'm guessing that they actually are in contact. They're just doing a bad job of showing it.
Yeah.
Because they have too much recap at the start of the episode.
Maybe I've just forgotten, but why did we need to split up? What did they accomplish by going in two different directions?
Because they didn't know which one would be dangerous. It turns out the answer was both.
Okay, so splitting up was just the stupidest idea.
Yes.
Okay, yeah. Never split
which is
the party.
Which is what I said. Like, well, split the party because it's good for character development, but also split it in a way that makes sense. And that was my argument, that they didn't explain why they couldn't just fly directly over, because they are very clearly flying over some things.
Right, well,
at least
if you're
in
pretty sure
Bergeron's
one
group.
Of these things is going to be dangerous, go as a group.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't
but
make
I'm
sense.
Glad that...
Three of us might be only... safe while three of us die.
Yeah, they only split it up for plot. Like, it was 100% only because, hey, the script told them to split up.
Yep.
And that's... I think that's why I hated that episode, that I'm just like, they didn't give any reason why they couldn't fly over the swamp. They had lots of reasons why they couldn't, but they never said any reason why they couldn't.
Yeah.
And they just sort of felt like they're forcing a split because they need to have character development and they can't spend, like, an episode with seven characters paying attention to only one because then they still have six characters. Yeah.
Just, if you're going to do a split for no reason like that, you could have at least just had three of them fall off a cliff so that it made sense.
All of them having a disagreement, like, hey, I think we should go this way. What about we go this way? Hey, I agree with that guy. Let's go this way. No, I agree with her this way.
Like, give me something. Give me something other than just, okay, well, let's go, man. And I literally, like, I don't even think I realized at first that they had split up, because why would you split up?
Yeah, I mean, the Dark Masters arc had them basically have disagreements. Like, Mimi wanted to mourn the loss of the Digimon that died, and they sort of split off for those reasons. That was so much better, and that's probably one of the best examples of a separation arc, because each character got their time to shine in the episodes.
Yeah, they did and not bring them that back was cool. together in a way that was satisfying, but they at least tried.
Oh, I think Mimi and Joe showing up with an army of Digimon was fairly cool.
It was. The army then proceeded to not do anything, and like...
Yes, Matt okay, it was cool to see.
Emo for a minute.
Yeah, he went off because he was told by a tree to kill his friend, and he kind of almost did it.
And then Sora decided to be emo for a minute for even less reason.
Yeah, and then was rescued, and was not saving herself, or Piemo didn't save her, the boys did.
No, we just anyway. Had to ship her with Yamato.
Yeah.
Anyway.
And anyway, Taichi once again says that he's going to beat up the laptop, because when Taichi asks what is happening at home, Koshiro's laptop is slow again.
It's buffering.
So, yeah, it's buffering, and Taichi's like, hey, I know there's lag and all, but how about if I just started to punch it? Yeah, that was it for the episode. I just feel like, imagine if... Just a quick thing before we move on to the discussion. Imagine if instead of the recap at the start of every episode, the recap was actually narrated by one of the characters, and it was just set in a as an update that they were sending through to the other part of the group.
Oh, that'd be really good.
Like, that's a way to address the fact that we don't know if they're in communication, but also still have a recap.
Mm.
So, and I just thought that just then, because I was remembering just how we were complaining, like, well, how I was complaining at the start of the episode, how it was just a recap, and then... Just write it into the plot. Have it be the characters saying, hey, last time Lilimon happened and then there was some ruins. And then just have them talk. Have the characters communicate, because I guess they must be in communication if they're saying the thing about the canyon, but we haven't seen any communication because we don't have the time between all the evolutions.
Well, it's,
and
it's
the recap.
That or, like, he's just able to track their GPS signal.
Yeah.
Either one of which is fine, but yeah, if you're going to make it so that he can just always find them anywhere in the world, you need to tell us that, I think.
Yeah. So, discussion time. We'll start with our highlights, as always. What were your highlights, Quinn?
Canopymon was a very cool design.
Yeah, I do like... I mean, obviously my favourite was the fun Beamon in the episode, but Canon Beamon is very cool.
Yeah, I
it's
just,
very
I like,
much like...
That is not a design that we do a lot of.
Yeah, which... There should be more, like, giant airships in Digimon, because they look very cool.
They do. So yeah, that was a big one. Gomamon being just the goodest doggo. Good highlight.
Yeah. Gomamon is very good. They're all... Very good. And I like the Digimon. I just like seeing Digimon that haven't shown up in previous seasons as much
I'm a big fan.
Also, the Mons of the Week seem to be more than just, hey, they're there. They seem to actually have somewhat of a personality. I mean, compared to other seasons.
A little bit, and the fights are
except
a lot
for Frontier.
More practical in a way that they definitely did not to be, which is really helpful.
Yeah, it's not just like, hey, let's shoot the bigger flame.
Yeah.
That's not the way to win. It seems to actually have to think about what's happening in the battle, the sort of the tactics behind it, the positions that everyone's in, the things you can do, the things you can't do, and that's sort of, it's nice to see.
Other highlight, I was trying to remember if we didn't usually get a good highlight out of
it. She was. She said that it was her grandfather could replace Koshiro's laptop.
Oh, that's right. So, okay, she was a good, but not really enough to make a highlight.
My highlight was definitely Sora having the character that we saw in episode 11, how she wants to save the Digimon. Mm-hmm. And it was kind of nice how we had Yamato mention that he expected that Sora would be unable to leave the Fun Beamon behind, that she would say that they had to save them because of the same with the Namon, which makes Yamato seem awful that he wouldn't stay behind to be a hero and save the Funbeamon?
Yeah, I don't know. On the other hand, Joe definitely did not come along to help.
No, I feel like he would have, but he had to be captured for the script.
Yeah, anyway, they just, like, and even initially, they just were like, okay, let's set him down. And Sora's like, okay, I'm gonna go. Was surprised when Matt stayed behind, which meant that Joe was just the only one who's left the group and then got captured because the...
Yeah. Yeah, well, he fell off the Bergemon. Like, he didn't leave on purpose.
Well, fair.
And then he had to fight on the ground. So, that's fine. Like, it would be too heavy to have an Ikakumon flying in the air anyway.
Oh, I will say, I did like Gabumon just shooting down a missile that was coming at them.
Yes.
That was nice.
Gabumon was very cool. It's nice that they all evolved.
Yeah.
Because it makes sense for them all to evolve. And that's been my complaint, even in this season before, like, hey, why don't they all just evolve? And other seasons have often had the problem of nobody evolves, either for a plot reason or for no reason in an episode that's an evolution episode. So it was nice that these evolution episodes are actually having all of the other Digimon evolve, because they should be evolving unless there's a plot reason, but most of the time it's plot very convenient reason.
Yeah.
But so I had a couple of highlights here. I really did like the fact that we were using Sora's character in the way that we saw building in episode 11. It made it seem like there was sort of, they didn't just throw this, hey, she's caring out of nowhere. We already saw that she was caring. Mm-hmm. And that's nice. It's nice that we didn't just get, hey, this is her character, by the way, in her episode and then not before. Yeah, but that's definitely basically it for my highlights, though.
Yeah, like, from an action standpoint, it was a fairly good episode. From a character development standpoint, it was okay.
It was basically just episode 11 again, but with more Sora.
Yeah. And hey, I like Sora.
Because I can't remember. I don't think, in episode 11, I don't think Joe did much either.
No, he did get called garbage this time.
Yeah, and then he stood up for himself.
He did.
Go, Joe. I like Joe. Are we ready to move on to lowlights?
Yeah, works for me.
Yeah, so my main lowlight is that it felt a little bit like filler.
It really did.
It just felt like a general, like, hey, we go to a place, there's some Digimon need rescuing, there's an evil monster we have to defeat, and then we leave. And then, but the only thing that didn't make it filler was the fact we got an evolution from it.
Yeah.
We didn't really learn anything about the world.
Or the character.
I mean, potentially there was, as I said, possible foreshadowing in the way that we know that the Miasma seems to be making a dark version of the Waspmon.
Mm-hmm. A little bit.
Because that's very much not what Waspmon looks like. But again, the episode felt a little bit, like, shallow and empty.
It really did.
Not as much as the Metal Greymon episode, which I think felt fairly shallow and empty, or a couple of episodes before it, there was another one, but it definitely felt emptier than it should have. It felt very sort of basic. It felt like, hey, we need an evolution episode, let's just put one in a filler episode, because it felt very much like filler.
It really did, and that's, I think, really been my issue, is just had an evolution arc where none of the evolution felt particularly satisfying. Now we're almost through our second one where none of the evolutions have been very satisfying.
I mean, both evolution arcs, Mimi's evolutions felt thoroughly satisfying.
That's fair, but in general, and like I said earlier, you know, if you had not had Yamato's Werurumon episode already, just made it his, you know, friendship and caring for the Funbeamon that he met 2 minutes ago, that would make, you know, be just as emotionally read as
it would be Sora emotional.
Because Beamon does not want, because she does not want them dead.
Mm. And the crests seem very similar between he hasn't even had a crest yet.
Although
Yamato and Sora.
Yamato, Sora, me, and I would say Joe all appear to have exactly the same one, and it's not like Courage is super different.
Courage was nothing.
Yeah.
Taichi always had Courage from episode one.
Right.
No one has I have a good feeling about Koshiro, because Koshiro's doesn't relate to his emotions.
That's fair.
Really. Like, it relates to his, like, curiosity and knowledge, which I guess that is an emotion.
With his laptop going on the fritz, we may have to finally confront, how do we make Koshiro useful to the group if his deus ex machina doesn't work?
Yeah, and it's again, and I think I mentioned this in the last episode, we're going to learn, hey, is Koshiro smart, or do you just know how to use Google?
That's a real good question these days, because it so far really leans towards how to use Google. The things he's brought to the group are, I can tell you what's happening in Tokyo, because I still have...
Yeah, and that's all from episode one. He was just like, hey, if I consult my tablet...
Mm-hmm.
It's not been, according to my knowledge, which Koshiro's laptop didn't work, like, basically from the get-go in the original series, but now it's working the entire time, or at least it's seeming to work so far. So I feel like I have good hopes for the next episode, because I feel like it's going to be based around, hey, is Koshiro actually smart? And then we're going to find out that, yes, he is. He has the crest of knowledge or wisdom or whatever. But, yeah. But I mean, we're not even talking about this episode. The point is that my overall low light of the episode was the fact that it was empty and shallow and felt like filler, and it shouldn't have.
Yeah, pretty much. I feel like I don't know more about Sora's character than I did episode 7.
Yeah, I mean, I felt like episode 11 at least.
A little bit, but...
Yeah, it just felt like an add-on to episode 11, which, again, I liked. I'm glad they grew on something that was already established. They continued on from that, but again, did not feel as much as it could have been. The pre-evolution flashbacks of everyone fighting seemed so much like Yamato's thoughts before we got to where Gurumon all the time where his crest just activated for a power-up. So it felt, yeah, just not as good as it could have been.
Pretty much, yeah.
Any other lowlights?
Wayoga Rurumon being weirdly useless for a lot of this was kind of odd, and is only really explainable by, well, it's an evolution episode. But other than that, yeah. I guess it's fine.
Yeah.
Flying should be a bigger deal than it is, but ultimately,
yeah.
Every landbound Digimon just jump real high.
Yeah, or just stay on the ground if you're a large landbound friend.
Yep.
Also, I don't know if this is a low light or a highlight, but just Sora carrying, like, more than her body weight. Like, 100% at the end of the day, that is more than her body weight.
Yeah.
That she is carrying.
She-Hulk that.
Also, a 12-year-old boy, like, they can be quite heavy. It's because good. That's, you know, they are hitting or about to hit puberty, and will probably has started to form muscles of some kind. Even if he's lanky, he'll still have some weight on him. And also, I know I said dog before, but that's not a good example, because Gomamon is a seal, and seals are like a lot of body fat. They're very heavy.
Yeah. That was my other big highlight, was Gomamon using marching fishes as a land, as a way of getting around on land is just the best thing.
Oh, Gomamon is just the best thing. The whole fact that he was able to escape on his own. Like, everyone else had to rescue Joe, but not Gomamon. Gomamon is a hero himself.
Alright, we know canonically that marching fishes can fly, so we should just use Gomamon as all of our transportation outfit.
And again, another reason why they couldn't... I don't know why they couldn't have just gone over the swamp.
Yep.
They have marching fishes. Cover the swamp with the fishes.
And
I don't know.
House with the lemon.
Yeah. I just... don't know why they couldn't just do that. Any other lowlights?
Just this whole arc feeling like we need to fill out 6 episodes before we can do something fun again.
Yeah, I'm really hoping that we get, once we're done with the evolutions, I'm really hoping that we get some actual good episodes again. And I think we will, but I'm very hopeful. But again, I think that if we do have good episodes, we'll have to reevaluate the ranking, which is, you know, the goal, basically.
Yep.
But I'm also doubtful, but also hopeful. It's sort of like a weird 50-50 split.
Pretty much, yeah.
Want to move on to comparisons?
Sounds reasonable.
Comparison. I don't really have that many. I think we already discussed quite a few, like Koshiro basically using his laptop the entire time. There's no Sora's mum involved, and I was actually happy that it wasn't love in terms... I was really worried it was going to be a shipping episode, and it wasn't. It wasn't love in terms of the romantic love. It wasn't love in terms of, like... parental love. It was just general love and care.
I would like to see a bond between Sora and Piyomon that was definitely not highlighted this episode.
It was highlighted in the analyzer in the first 30 seconds. That's how little it was highlighted.
Yeah, and going with the love, just care about other people and not want to die. Also, that's exactly this friendship and parody.
Yeah, but again, I think that the crests, because we haven't been given a name for them yet, I feel like they will be given a name once we're done with these evolutions, and then the key to evolving to Mega/Ultimate is developing those traits and having bonds with your partner.
I would be so far, I am not a especially hopeful that we will get some of that thought out.
Yeah, but I can be hopeful. Any other comparisons with the original series besides the mum not being a key part of it or any character?
Not specific episode, but comparing where we were in the original at what episode number are we now?
13. I think we just met Edamon.
Yeah, so we just met Edamon. We've already killed Devimon, presumably still the bad guy now.
Yeah, we've seen him twice, but the characters haven't seen him.
Yeah, so we're going a lot more slowly overall story structures. We want everyone they finally do.
Well, I think Devimon's just going to eat a bunch of ultimates or something.
Oh, probably.
But yeah, it just seems like they're grinding before they meet the boss, and then they get to the boss and they're just like, oh, we overgrinded.
Yep.
Overground? Anyway, I don't really have that many that much comparisons because this episode was fairly different to anything that we saw in Digimon Adventure.
This was a new and different idea, so I'm here for that much at least.
Yeah. I actually really did like Sora's original evolution to perfect episode. It felt like she had a character. This one, she still feels like she had a character, but it's a little bit different, but it's still, like, not as much as, oh, my mother really loved me the whole time.
Yeah, yeah. And we did not get anyone declaring that they could feel anyone else's love, so...
Which is sad, because I like the feeling of love.
It's true. I'm a big fan. Or would be.
Ready to move on to favorite character?
Sure.
All right, my favorite character was Sora.
Yeah, I'm up there between Sora and Gomamon.
Gomamon was really good.
Gomamon was good.
So are you picking Gomamon or Sora?
I think I'm gonna go Gomamon.
That's fair. I picked Sora, so I guess that's a fair thing because my favorite character would have been fan slash fun Beamon if
Before we reveal Stevie's favorite character, why don't we read their thoughts?
Yep. I was going to put that in Stevie's stance, which is okay. After all this. Yep. So first, Stevie's favorite character, which is we're revealing the spoiler on Discord. Matt, unfortunately, he was the main strategist and did the best job of acting in his friend's interest. That's an interesting,
That's fair.
That's an interesting response, yeah.
I did appreciate that we at least got a little bit of a pretend character growth out of him with the, oh, you're actually care enough about other people to try to help with it.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's something.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with that. I like Sora because it was nice to see her care, but Matt is also a fine choice. So we all chose different characters, but I can agree with all of them as being good characters.
There weren't any real stats.
No, except for the fun Beamon.
Yeah.
So what about the episode rating out of 5? Because I definitely scored far too high, but I'm just sticking by this rating because I did like this episode. What was your rating out of 5 before I go to mine being entirely too high?
I think I'm gonna say a 3. It was nothing special, but it was fine.
Yeah, I gave it a 4 out of 5. I was sort of umming and ahhing between just lowering it to a 3.5, but I'm going to keep it a 4 because I really did like the fun Beamon. I really did like seeing Digimon that we haven't really seen much of before. I really liked seeing Sora caring about other characters. I was really happy because this episode didn't turn into just a shipping episode. And also, I was fairly pessimistic going into this episode because of how little we've seen of Sora having a personality. So I guess I gave it a surprised 4, but in reality a 3 is probably a better fit, but I'm going to keep it to be a 4 because I did like this episode, and then I looked at other episodes I gave it a 4 out of 5, and I think I enjoyed this episode more than the Weregurumon episode, which I also gave a 4. So yeah, it stays as a 4 for me, but it's probably too high. Stevie gave it a 3 out of 5. Which, again, it was probably best to be fitted as a 3, but I'm going to keep it being a 4 on the basis that it's just better. And also, I'm looking at the ratings that we've all given the episodes, and we gave it the exact same rating as episode 11, which was the Weregurumon episode, which I gave a 4, and Stevie and Quinn both gave 3s. So, next, the ranking, which I have now put up our overall thoughts on the website. If you go to lostintranslationmon.com, we've actually included a link in the header, so you can actually see our overall ranking, and I'll get something, I'll probably convert this to a Google Sheet so you can see the our ratings update in real time. So next, the ranking, in terms of how we'd put it, my top three and bottom three do not change this week. My top three, episode 12, The Lemon Blossoms, episode 6, The Targeted Kingdom, and then in third place, episode 5, The Holy Digimon. And then from worst to least worst, episode 10, The Evolution of Steel, episode 3, Enter the Digital World, episode 8, The Children's Siege, and I'm putting episode 13 in at 5th, which is just above episode 11, but below episode 1. Quinn, where are we putting this? Your ranking, which I sent through earlier, but I'll read out your top 3 and bottom 3. Episode 6, The Targeted Kingdom. Episode 12, The Lemon Blossoms. Episode 1, Tokyo Digital Crisis. And your bottom 3 from worst to most okay. Episode 10, The Super Evolution of Steel. Episode 4, Bergemon Soars. Episode 3, Enter the Digital World. Where would you put this? And I've also sent the episode ratings out of 5.
So I think I'm going to put it right in the middle at the 7th spot. So right between the 7th spot. And 8.
So between 7 and 8. Yep. So yeah, that's a fair place for it. I guess we both agree that it was better than episode 11, which is good. But now we'll look at Stevie's, and Stevie is putting it between The Wolf Standing Atop the Desert and with the Super Evolution of Steel beneath it. So that is putting it in at, if I consult my list, is coming in at 8th, which makes our overall very hard to update because, or maybe not, because both... two of us have put it above episode 11 and one of us has put it below episode 11. And because we have a draw for the overall score being 10. So would you agree it would go... what did we give episode... Yeah, so it goes below episode 5 but above episode 11. That's episode 5 was... Episode 5 being the Holy Digimon.
Yeah, that sounds right.
Which got a 10.5. Yeah. So I will update our overall ranking on the website, and then you'll be able to see our overall ranking, which is shaping up to actually be pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
And again, I'll find a way to share our entire thoughts sheet to people. Then I'll probably just convert it to Google Sheets and embed that on the website or something.
That's what I do.
Yeah. Well, yeah, Google embedding's pretty good. I remember when I first started the podcast and there wasn't much to embed. I had to get a lot of third-party plugins for WordPress, but now, like, Google has a lot of embedding now, so it's like, yes, not that many plugins.
Yay!
So, next we'll go to Stevie's Stance, where I read out Stevie's thoughts and reveal them on Discord because they have a spoiler tag around them. So... click. Stevie says, it was a fine episode, but I'm quickly growing bored of these Digivolution episodes. Mimi's has been the standout one so far. Sora's was just kind of bland. I loved Canon Beamon and really liked the concept of a mega structure being a whole Digimon, which was, really, really cool. But they never really explore that in any depth, which is disappointing, and I would agree with that. They kind of have Sora saying, hey, is that a Digimon? And then they just move on.
Yeah, it had a real storming the Death Star feel for, like, a hot second, especially when Joe ended up in the trash compactor, but...
Yeah, it was very Star Wars.
Yeah, but...
It was Star Wars.
Yeah.
And it was, I liked the whole setup that was a hive inside. Yeah, like, that was pretty cool for me.
No, I was here for that.
Anyway, back to reading Stevie's Stance. If they'd formulated a plan to target its core and offensive weaponry, then I'd have appreciated the climactic explosion a lot more.
Yeah.
Finally got another Bergemon Digivolution sequence, and it is indeed just boring flames. Yeah. Gargemon's Digivolution is a lot cooler, though, and I like that it all takes place during flight. Kind of wish Sora had, reacted to it.
At all.
Which I would agree with. Yeah. Sora did not react. She was just kind of like, oh, evolution. Okay, right. Well, that's to be expected. Like I guess, maybe at this point, so little it would surprise you.
It doesn't anyway, matter to them.
Yeah. Anyway, Sora... sorry, I just called Stevie Sora. Stevie then continues to say, overall, my main complaint is that the episode probably featured more contribution from Matt than Sora, which is just disappointing. And yeah, I would kind of agree. He had, strategy, and he had, the plan. It wasn't really Sora's plan. Sora just sort of said, hey, I care about things. And Yamato was like, fine, okay, I guess I care about things too. But, I agree with Stevie's thoughts on that. I'm glad that everyone's ratings of this episode weren't that much lower than mine. It was only a 3. I think I would have felt really bad if it was just a 2 or a 1.
Yeah, no, this wasn't horrible. It just wasn't as good as it could be.
It was very flat. which is a 3 is a good rating for a flat episode. A 2.5 or a 3, that's a flat episode of just like, it happened, it wasn't terrible, but it just wasn't good. But I'm reading through a lot of the pinned Reddit discussion thread on this episode, and like, everyone seems fairly split on the episode. People seem to like really just not like it at all, and then other people really, 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 really like it. Like, it seems like there's no one who just says, like, oh yeah, whatever, and my Tamagotchi Ocean is dying. That is tragic. I'm sorry for the beeping. I guess all good things must die. I got it to teen finally, but yeah. I was going to do a video update with that today. Guess I'm not. So yeah, that's sad, and it's just going to beep in the distance because it's like a...
It's
just going to do that now. It's a lot better than the Digimon bricks. And it's a lot better than this episode, but I still really liked this episode. And yeah, it seems like a lot of people are just sort of split on the episode being just okay or just terrible or like, yeah. I liked it though. I really liked this episode, but I can understand why people would not, because not much happened. Yeah, so are we okay to move on to questions, or do we have any comments about Stevie's stance?
No. That seemed pretty in line with what we were saying. We didn't focus on Matt as much, but that's a fair point.
Yeah, like, we didn't focus on Matt because we shouldn't have focused on Matt. He wasn't the focus, but he very much appeared to be in the episode more than Joe, for example.
This was a Sora-centric episode, so we needed some man to come along and do the important work.
That sucks. I wish Yamato got captured and it was just Sora rescuing Joe Yamato. Yeah. So much better. But yeah, I told you this was a curse of an episode, starting an episode with, hey, let's make this a short one.
Yeah, sorry.
It was so long, my Tamagotchi died. Aww. Oh. Anyway, moving on to questions, we have Snorlax, in all capitals, on YouTube. The name is in all capitals, their response wasn't in all capitals, I should make that clear. Anyway, Snorlax, all capitals, says, too bad, only Agumon and Gabumon will get special evolution sequences, and again, Lilymon definitely shows she's the weakest ultimate in terms of raw power among the Digidestined. They even combined Flower Cannon and Temptation into one attack to make it useful. By the way, they made Flower Cannon into Flower Machine Gun, lol. I would disagree with that, because Temptation is Rosemon's attack.
Yeah.
And also, like, I feel like I did not get the impression that she was the weakest at all.
No, God.
Like, she defeated Andromon, where Metal Greymon struggled, and yeah, Flower Machine Gun was pretty cool, and I like the attack.
She didn't have her powers, but she was the only person consistently non-lethal.
Yeah, and that's always very cool, because a lot of the Digimon we find are just under the influence of being evil. They're not actually evil.
In fact, I think this might be the first time Kayla Digimon
has. Yeah, yeah. Like, a lot of her episodes have just been, subdue the bad guy. Well, in the original, I mean. Oh, did she kill Dramojimon?
I have to check. I think Dramojimon.
Swole Mojimon. Next, we have Grey Tanuki on YouTube, who says, it seems a bit off to me for people to compare this show, where the show has characters at this point to the original show, had them, and when the perfect levels were being reached. In the original, it could be argued with a few stretches that the characters' crest traits were shown during the episodes grading to adult, but when further into the show, at the point where perfect was reached, the character arcs had reached a point where they had accumulated. Can't talk when I'm talking quickly, apparently. It makes sense considering that perfect was the peak evolution stage at that time. I expect that we'll see these versions of these kids have the crest traits exemplified when they get to ultimate stage. And yeah, I would agree to that. I hope that we get to see like the crest shown again when we get to ultimate, and this was just sort of like a little bit of a taster.
Yeah, that would be interesting, and it definitely seems like they're going to go somewhere if they are going to give every child Ultra / Mega.
Yeah, and also, you could also argue that the evolution to adult in this season was also shown with some crests.
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah, and yeah, just a little bit. The next one is from Suck634 on YouTube, who said, would be so cool if Digimon 2020 ended with Barbamon, Rosemon's side evolution, and Digimon, mega form of Gomamon, retelling their story to a bunch of baby Digimon about the days with their partners. That'd be so cute.
That's pretty good.
Mm. Next, we have Anthony De La Rosa on YouTube, who says, on some level, I really appreciate how absolutely morbid and raw this episode was, being the last episode. Lilymon's flower cannon being the manifestation of Mimi's pain, her evolution being driven by Mimi's rage and her sorrow. Like, Mimi's crest is the crest of purity, so doing a little bit of fandom theory crafting, I guess, theoretically, it's not even just her rage and sorrow, but specifically the unrelenting, all-consuming purity of her rage and sorrow, like the intensity. The fact that there was nothing else in her mind in that moment, then you have this beautiful creepiness as Andromon's slowly eaten up by the vines and the moss and the grass. And then Mimi screaming grief as she realised what she did to a Digimon, who was, at the end of the day, fundamentally innocent and, in a previous series, a flat-out good guy. It's just so good. Throughout the episode, which kind of careened from sappiness to sort of mortal and horror, and then back again, over and over and over. Without it feeling jarring, cheap, or unfocused, it all just works. And I would agree with that. Absolutely. It's a great way of putting it.
Very solid episode.
Yes, that last episode was really good, and I think that when we have to like reevaluate our ratings out of 5, I think that if that's still going to be a 5 out of 5, because it basically was a 6. It was a really good episode. It was a good show of Mimi's emotions and why purity is different from, for example, Joe's crest, which is reliability. It's always seemed very similar, but hers is like just her genuineness of her emotions, and it's just, it's just really great, and Mimi's a great character. The episode was good. I will always think that episode is good. Even if we get better episodes, that episode will still be good.
Yeah, definitely.
Any other thoughts before we wrap this up?
No, let's wrap this up.
Did you wrap this up?
Yeah.
And so I can mourn my Tamagotchi Ocean like Mimi would expect me to do. All right, everyone, thanks for listening. You can join us next time for episode 14, The King of the Insects Clash. Do we have any predictions?
Koshiro. I'm going to go with laptop finally kicks it for a bit.
Oh, absolutely. I feel like this episode, and I know we've sort of set our predictions already, but I feel like this episode's going to highlight, hey, is Koshiro actually smart, or is it just his laptop and he knows how to Google? Is he just asking Google things, or is he actually just sort of smart without it? And
maybe more to the point, do the show's writers know how to make a character look smart without having them Google things?
Yeah. And I hope that the answer is yes. Obviously, it's enough to get his crest to activate, because that seems implied by the title. We don't get Atlacobutarimon mentioned in the title.
I forget.
But,
Is this our last one from the 6 we have so far?
Joe.
Right. Okay.
Everyone forgets about Joe.
Yeah. Well, I was thinking if it was the last one, I could see them going an interesting direction with his not working, but clearly not.
Yeah, I hope not. I hope that we're actually getting Joe to evolve. I hope we're not. Like, I want them all to get their evolutions out of the way in this sort of batch of episodes. I don't want it to take a pause like it did in the original, where we just have a couple of characters, like two or three characters not being able to evolve.
Yeah, definitely.
I'd want them all to be on the same playing field.
And I think if you were going to do, you know, one person who just can't get their evolution to work for a while, you would have wanted to do it with Ty or Matt, and we're obviously not going to do that ever.
Yeah. I'm hopeful for the next episode. Yeah. I really am. Also, I think I just like Tai Chi's group more than this. I mean, I love Joe, and Sora's great, but I feel like I prefer the characters in Tai Chi's group more than the characters in Yamato's group.
There's definitely a lot more of a sense of a group to them than these three who just kind of felt left over.
Yeah, absolutely. Any other predictions or thoughts?
No, but it turns out I have to run to the store, so I'm gonna call it early.
Okay, I will just read the outro. Well, thanks for joining me, Quinn, and you can leave and send me the recording, and I'll just finish off the outro on my own.
Sounds good. Bye, everybody.
Right, thank you for joining me. Thank you for joining me, Quinn. Bye.
Bye.
And now on to the outro. The link dumps link description, and our Redbubble's also link description too, and you get more than just shirts there. You can contact us and stay updated. You can email us at lostintranslationmon@gmail.com, or you can comment on this episode or message us on our website, lostintranslationmon.com. On our website, you can also check out our release schedule and our blog posts. You can also follow us at Translation on Twitter, and you can find us on Lost in Translation on Tumblr, Facebook, Instagram, and of course, YouTube, where I release a lot of virtual pet videos, and you can probably see my next video, which will be me mourning the death of my Tamagotchi Ocean. So we have a discussion thread on With the Will, and of course we have a Reddit thread in the Digimon subreddit. We'd also appreciate if you review us on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, and any other podcast editing app that you use, and we'll read out the ratings on the podcast, of course. You can also donate to our Patreon, which links description from as $1 a month. That gets you access to a list Discord server, but there are more rewards with high levels, such as notes, early episodes, and more. And thank you to our current supporters on Patreon. Joe, Anime Guy, Sanime Guy, Kurosaki One on YouTube, Stephen Reeves, who's a Wildwood 64 on Archive Our Own, Kaidawashi, Chisai, who you can follow on Tumblr at Chisai236, Kyle, Tom, Lizmet, who's a Lekmon on Tumblr, Nicholas, Maramaimon, Sam, Spiral, Keith from Gone Will Hunting, a Hunter Hunter rewatch podcast, SilverheadFreak25, Magnus, and Lucas. You can also make a one-off donation on a PayPal, which we found in the description. It's paypal.me/Edramon. You can also donate to me on my Ko-fi account, ko-fi.com/Edra. And of course, thanks to Quinn for joining me, but she has left, and Stevie for sending us through their thoughts. And of course, wouldn't you know it, I go through the outro sequence without fumbling a word when no one is here to hear it and celebrate me. So thank you for listening, everyone, and I will see you guys in the next episode. Bye!